Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN. Also, the 99.3 ESPN app. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris with the ones and twos. We'll get you caught up. We got a Twin Peaks Twitter poll up there. We got a rundown. We're going to talk about college football here this segment. We have an argument to settle that I think has been brewing all
summer.
No, we
don't argue on this show. We discuss rationally.
I'd
like to know one thing right now, if I may.
Yes.
Why is Man United playing Arizona State in front of us? What are we watching?
This is Europa League soccer.
Oh, God. Why?
Good God almighty. Could you put us out of our misery?
Oh, Red Devils. Come on, guys. Get with it.
Shocking development.
Isn't there
breaking
a
news.
WNBA
it's,
rerun
it's
on or something?
It's 0-0 right now.
No, Pete. The WNBA season is over.
I know.
Speaking of NBA, I watched... I finally watched the Dennis Rodman 30 for 30 last night.
Did you learn anything new?
I learned two things. Well, I learned one thing. I liked it because I was a Pistons fan. Okay,
but besides, I
did not know Madonna. I knew they were dating. I did not know Madonna offered him $20 million to sire a child.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, he said
to have a baby.
He said it, right?
Sire?
That's
a strange word.
All right, what does impregnate Madonna work better for you?
Yeah, yes, to knock her up.
Yeah, sire. Yeah, I don't think half of our listening audience knows what that word means.
I think, Craig, I like that word, and it should be used more often. I like that.
More commonly used in the horse world, but that would apply to Julia Roberts, I think.
Dennis Rodman out the stud. I told you, I've seen the man naked toe to head. It's not pretty. He sweated on me. I ran home and took a shower.
Can we not go down this rabbit hole again?
In fact, I'm going to dig the rabbit hole a little
disgusting.
Deeper. I want to put on the Twin Peaks Twitter poll.
Yeah.
Would you get Madonna pregnant for $20 million? I'm sad to report. I believe that's going to be a high percentage.
When she was dating Canseco.
O-N-N-A?
Two N's.
M-A-D-O-N-N-A. When she was dating Canseco, you think she asked him that question?
I don't know, but I never heard that.
That's one thing. But I really didn't learn a lot. I love all the old footage, the basketball stuff I like watching. Yeah. But this has been like 5,000 documentaries about Dennis Rodman, you know. And it's except for the new stuff in North Korea. That everything else is old.
I don't care. I liked it.
I liked it too, but I didn't really learn anything new.
Mm. All right. Well, that was news to me on the 20
that,
mil.
Well, that, the, yeah.
I knew they were talking about getting married and all that. You had a couple other things he said on the show. He said during the Pistons, he goes, I was more popular than Isaiah. I doubt that. And then when he said 3 years in Chicago, I was actually more popular than Michael Jordan. No, he really wasn't. He was like this one in 1A.
Right. The Twitter poll is up. So far, we have two questions up there at 99.3 ESPN Radio. First one, nobody cares. Do you think the NFL draft will go to a lottery system? Actually, over 100 votes already. 76% say no. And then Chris just put it up there. Would you get Madonna pregnant for $20 million? And the choices are nope or hell yeah.
Okay.
So far, hell yeah is way ahead.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, very good.
Big 12 guy wants to know, Craig, $20 million for Julia Roberts.
Nope. Nope.
You're so full of
You're
crap.
You're so full of it.
I told you I don't fancy her at all.
If you were single and she said $20 million to have my baby and you have no responsibility.
Now, you know better to ask me that with my Catholic background. If I was single, I would not be impregnating anybody. There.
On purpose.
Good God.
Time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris. Nice segue.
What is happening? All right, Thursday night football tonight. The Jags host the Titans, right? This game's in Jacksonville.
Yes, it is.
Coverage starts at 8 o'clock on 99.3 ESPN. Jet safety called out the NFL for fining him $21,000 for hitting Baker Mayfield. That's really all it was. And Browns tight end David Njoku may need wrist surgery after suffering the injury Monday night. And Panthers fans, looks like Cam Newton is likely out for their game on Sunday. AB is no longer a Nike athlete either.
Yeah. Oh, and there might be another person accusing him for criminal charges, but it doesn't have anything to do with debt or sex charges. I don't know what else there is. IRS? I don't know.
Salt.
Okay.
Let's go with that.
Let's go with that. All right, are we going to do your theory now on, was it Urban Meyer?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Or are we going to do this asinine argument about the
play? It's not an asinine argument. It's a good discussion point.
Okay.
Now, UCLA Athletic Director Dan Guerrero said today he's retiring in June of next year. So, right. We had talked about Urban Meyer, and obviously he wants a Notre Dame job because you brought up the point yesterday where he talked about it certainly sounded like he wanted to coach again. And he left Ohio State because he felt insulted because, you know, he the way he enabled coaches, and we all know the history. We get it.
Sure.
But Notre Dame aside, and when they lose to Georgia Saturday, it'll be maybe the
and eliminate themselves from college football playoff.
Yeah, that's the most factual thing you've ever said.
Negative.
What? But you think Notre Dame loses this game?
Craig, that USC game still hanging out there can really propel them back up the rankings.
I'm talking about the playoff part of it. The could you see if UCLA and you've noted before they don't pay
right?
Whoever comes in as the AD, what if they? Guy says, I'm going to send Urban Meyer a whole bunch of money, and let's grab him now. Chip Kelly, get your sorry butt out of here, and we'll go with my new guy, whoever the AD is. Is that possible? Will they find – and not only that, enhance the basketball program, get the basketball program back on track.
Well, that was the first –
and the number two market in the country.
That was the first thing I said yesterday when we discussed Urban Meyer's future when he did an interview. It sounds like he's kind of itching to get back in, and if the Notre Dame job's not available, I said, watch – I think I said it when I was talking about Southern Cal. Watch very closely who they hire as an AD and whether he has any urban ties. But now you mentioned Dan Guerrero.
That's what I'm saying. Could there be maybe
UCLA?
Maybe that'll get the rivalry going.
Both ADs both AD jobs are open now in Southern California, or will be. And I don't know. And I'm starting to think, I don't know if UCLA can win. They don't have the facilities. I would love playing in the Rose Bowl every week, but it's off campus. I think that's a big deal, especially in a big city like L.A. You got to hike your way on down to the games. I mean, they were giving tickets away for free against Jalen Hurts in Oklahoma last week.
Throw a whole bunch of money, which I know they never do, at a guy like Urban Meyer. Same thing with USC. I think they're both in the same boat. Can you know what's?
I don't want to put Chip Kelly in the same boat as Urban Meyer, but I thought that was the big name. I thought when they got rid of Mora and brought in Chip Kelly and threw money, I thought that was their big move. I thought, oh, wow, they got a guy. And that seems to be a disaster so far.
Total disaster. Absolute total disaster. Has not worked. I don't know. You know, this whole thing when he was at Oregon, I can recruit on the West Coast, blah, blah, blah. It's not working.
No.
They're the Miami Dolphins of the Pac-12.
So I don't think UCLA again. And by the way, if you want to the Miami Dolphins of the Pac-12.
I didn't hear that. I don't even recognize it anymore. It's such nonsense.
You know, of the two
a lot of people
schools,
saying they'd get Dennis Rodman pregnant for $20
million. Oh, God.
All right. So.
And I agree with him.
Knowing him, he'd go have an operation and see if it could happen.
Well, he did. Never mind. I don't really want to go there. Yeah.
You started it.
I did. I was going to say something else, and you know that little edit thing in the back of your brain says don't say it. That happened just there. I just edited myself. Look, you know, having lived in L.A. for 10 years, the better job. It's not the better area, but the better job is the Southern Cal job over UCLA.
Well, especially with the renovation going on at $250 million.
Well, it's a private school. Okay, yeah. They have a better history from the Pete Carroll era. I don't think UCLA's ever going to really win again.
They would win again if they got Urban Meyer there. That's what they need. Both programs need that type of name. Chip Kelly ain't going to cut it.
You're right.
He's not cutting it. He's going to get fired.
So what's Chip Kelly got left on his contract, plus what they got to pay Urban close to $9 million a year to do it, right?
It'll pay off in dividends in 2 years, if not the first year. You hire Urban Meyer, and I'm telling you, immediately your phones at UCLA or USC are ringing off the hook. If I'm Tennessee, or I'm looking at him too.
I'm not telling Pete Shepherd he's wrong. I'm just telling you I don't think UCLA will do it.
Well, you're right because the past history shows that they will not.
Yeah.
But if they're serious about getting back on track with football and football rules, they should seriously consider it.
Football rules, but basketball is still pretty important over there. They went to their fourth or fifth candidate, but
nobody wanted that job.
There's got to be other things wrong with it that we don't even know about.
But I think if they went after a Chip Kelly and they got him whatever it takes to get him, I think it puts the entire sports program back on the map.
You meant Urban. Chip.
Urban Meyer puts the entire UCLA program back on track, and even the basketball program can benefit from a hire like Urban Meyer. I think it's a huge difference, but like you said, they've been cheap.
Yeah.
Got to pay. Either that or pay your players more than the other schools
We've had UCLA people come on our show and say that their own department is cheap and not handling it the right way, and you can't do that. You can't do it anymore.
Nope.
I mean, Urban Meyer's going to command $10 million a year. Right?
Pay him. He's worth it. He's apparently absolutely he's
won,
worth it.
He's won everywhere he's gone, and he's pissed everybody off when he's left. I mean, you've got a 6-year shelf life with Urban Meyer.
Yep.
He'll make you relevant again. He'll make you awesome again, and then he'll leave you, and you'll be pissed.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's his MO.
Yeah, that's. But you know what you're getting into. You know what you're getting into. Right.
You got a 6-year window.
You got. You do it. And if I'm Tennessee, I know they got their own problems too with Pruitt. I look over there too. You got to.
Yeah.
You got to. And Florida State too.
I can't figure out Urban anymore.
How's Tiger going to survive?
Would it ever concern any of these programs that Urban is never stuck anywhere?
That's what I just said. You got a 6-year window the day you hire him.
Right. I mean, at some point, you've got to say, hold on one second. Do I want to hire Urban Meyer? Maybe I get a national championship out of it, but I'm back in the same boat 6 years from now.
If you're UCLA and you've been irrelevant for 30 years in football.
Or stand by and do nothing.
You get Urban Meyer, you pay them a $10 million, you get your championship, then he flames out and pisses everybody off and leaves, and then you start over. But at least you're relevant for the first time in three decades.
I think most fans would say, I'll take my chances.
I don't think UCLA becomes relevant with him.
Oh, I think they do.
Well, I told Pete.
I think USC does too.
I think it is hard to win
there. I think USC does. I don't think UCLA. I don't know if there's a coach in the country that could go there and make that program a top 5 year in, year out.
You might be right. They don't have the facilities.
Possibly, but it's ahead of it's. But I'm telling you, if the UCLA hired him right now, phones ringing off the hook for season tickets. Ringing off the hook. It would make a difference.
You're not wrong.
I don't know if
it
would.
I don't
know how it would transcend down the line here, but he makes your entire sports. He makes your entire sports department relevant again.
And what does Urban really want? We all know he really wants that Notre Dame job. So is he going to go take himself? This is his last head coaching job if he does it, right?
Maybe.
He's still relatively young. Maybe not.
No.
But Chip Kelly would have to be an absolute disaster, which I don't see happening. You know, this year to get fired.
It's a disaster right now. He lost to Cincinnati. He got blown out by 35 points.
It's over.
To Oklahoma.
It's over.
No, not Chip Kelly. I'm talking about
Brian Kelly.
Did I say Chip Kelly?
You said Chip.
I meant Brian Kelly. I meant Brian Kelly. My bad. At Notre Dame. Chip's on his way. Who gets fired first? That could be a poll question. Chip Kelly, Taggart, or Pruitt? Who gets fired first?
Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly, then Taggart or Pruitt's a coin flip.
Taggart should be the answer. The problem is they don't want to pay the $17 million.
It's too expensive to fire right now.
They pay everybody. Fire everybody. They pay them all.
But UCLA, I mean, they're not going to buy out Chip Kelly out of his contract. And he's in year two or year three.
Yeah, they got to buy him out and then pay Urban a record money.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Again, they're already losing money big time. They're giving away free tickets.
I'm not arguing with you.
Who does that?
Maybe that's why Oklahoma.
Maybe that's why they're getting. Yeah
you're
the best
away,
team in the
they're
country.
They're not giving away free tickets to San Diego State. They're giving away free tickets to Oklahoma.
You're not going to do any better than that. I mean, that's ridiculous. All right, speaking of this weekend, as you all know, LSU, is that game in Georgia? The Notre Dame?
Yeah,
Georgia
game? It's between the hedges. Yeah,
between the hedges.
I'm already getting texts from Notre Dame
fans. This is a quarterfinal playoff for those that you want playoff expansion. This is it in September. I will argue with you. I will debate. Or I'll have a calm conversation with you.
We will debate.
For those that don't know, Pete is pro-expansion of the playoffs. I say it's fine at 4, and we keep these games like this relevant and meaningful. This is your quarterfinal matchup
for the
playoffs. I think
they're in my argument to counter that. And I totally understand where you're coming from. And I get it that as it looks now, I understand why people like yourself. It's because of people like me that I'm able to tolerate like people like yourself, as I say in Ferris Bueller. But Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago.
Sausage King.
I will go back first, as I always do, that your mind would not be thinking like this had stupid Kirby Smart not fake punted last year against Alabama with Georgia. And it would have been bedlam. You have to give me that. It would have been bedlam because Alabama could have been out. Notre Dame is an undefeated team, was being talked about not making the college football playoff because they weren't as good as Georgia or Alabama, Oklahoma, Ohio State. It would have been bedlam. I think it would have changed your mind had that happened. But since it didn't, and we can't do the butterfly effect, I will quote my good friend Tim Brando, who hopefully will be on the show tomorrow. And this is what he tweeted out 5 hours ago. Mm-hmm. The Georgia-Notre Dame game is not only, it's a double negative, not only not a playoff game, it's also, in my opinion, a mistake to have put it on primetime when LSU-Alabama has historically been the CBS primetime decision in November Notre Dame will likely be crushed, and by November, the game will be forgotten.
He's part right. He's right about that latter
part. He's right because...
So he's saying it is a college football playoff game.
No, he said it's not.
No, he said it's not. Right, yeah.
So it really is. Right.
So it really
two
is.
Two negatives is a positive.
Yeah.
Well, Last time I checked.
All right, this segment's over. This has been Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3
no,
ESPN.
No. What? No. And it's because they went with this game. It's the only time they can do an SEC game at night instead of Alabama-LSU.
Well, no, that should have been it. They've kept it there forever.
Yeah.
And the games have been 9-6. They finally have a year where Bama-LSU might be entertaining
Absolutely.
For fans of offense. And nothing.
They screwed up. That part.
Well,
they
I mean, it'll
up.
Be the 3:30 game on CBS. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But.
Yeah, and I think I got a clean slate on Saturday. I'm watching.
But to Tim's point again, which I mostly agree with, and I understand Craig's point too. I really do. But I side with this. The most overused brainwashed cliche, Craig Sheeman, in college football when it comes to so-called marquee games.
Mm-hmm.
Quote: "This is a playoff game in September." Unquote.
Mm-hmm.
It's the kind of drive. It's kind of drivel. Didn't see the L. Kind of drivel, Craig, that minimizes so much of college football's credibility. It's also what the Neanderthals, like you, within the college football playoff want said. Enough. Ugh.
Minimize credibility or minimize the importance of the regular season? I mean, he can't have it both ways.
I don't think you are doing
that.
You
know that. I've known Tim Brando for years, so I consider him a dear friend, and I just think he's wrong this time.
Just think he's wrong.
This is a playoff game. If Notre Dame loses this game, they will not be playing in the Final Four. There's no question about it under any scenario.
I disagree with that. I disagree. First of
all, Georgia, you can make an argument with, but I can rain on that parade too.
No. Again, it depends on how they lose. There's a big difference losing 17-16 like they did a couple years ago or losing by 30. I think there's a big difference. Plus, if they rebound, like say Michigan does beat Wisconsin and then they beat Michigan and they don't lose any other games, they will be in the, there's no doubt they're going to be in the discussion.
They'll be ranked fifth and they'll be on the outside.
Maybe.
This is the playoff.
Maybe, but they will be in the discussion. And so will Ohio State, depending on if they beat Michigan or not.
You mean that Michigan team that barely beat Army?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about Wisconsin this weekend.
I'm with you. That's a whole other issue. So they can certainly get back. If they get humiliated by Georgia, I would agree with you. Then I think it'd be very, very difficult for them, unless Michigan was undefeated when they played them and they blasted them.
But still, because the losses mean something, I mean, Notre Dame's going to have to jump over a lot of teams under that scenario to get back into the chase. Alabama and Clemson, it's not a four-team race. It's a two okay. spots are left.
It's Notre Dame. Say Notre Dame loses.
Who?
Say Notre Dame
what?
Loses.
20. Who are the two?
I'm putting Clemson and Alabama in two of the four. So all this argument is about two more spots.
I'll put Clemson and then SEC champion.
Yeah. I'll grant you that because right now you got five SEC teams ranked in the top nine.
You got three in the top four.
So
Alabama, Georgia, LSU.
We can have that discussion all day.
Yeah.
I'll agree
but
with you.
But hasn't Tim Brando also said the SEC is overrated?
Yes.
He has at times, yeah.
You can't have it both ways.
But here's the thing. Say Notre Dame loses a nail biter in Athens on Saturday, okay? Say they 24-23. All right, they lose at the buzzer on a field goal.
Yeah.
And Auburn loses at A&M. Ohio State's not going to lose. Oklahoma's off.
Yeah.
You got Auburn at 8 and Florida at 9. All right, Florida's probably going to beat Tennessee. They should. And Utah is playing USC tomorrow night. But I don't – if Notre Dame lost in a very close game, I don't – I could see them.
Remember, they'll still be in the top 10, but something that's always going to be really big, and we were talking about it last year, the best Notre Dame can do is 12-0. Everybody else has that 13th game, and that 13th game is a conference championship game, which means it is a high-quality opponent that you're going up against, and that's what ultimately pushes the Big 12 champion, the Big 10 champion, ACC, SEC champion, above what Notre Dame can do.
And let's not forget, again, going back to Kirby Smart's stupid fake punt, if that doesn't happen, Notre Dame last year was seriously being talked about being left out of the college football playoff and undefeated.
And if they lose this Saturday, they'll be left out this year.
Uh, I don't think you can go that far yet.
Sandwich bet.
If they got if they lose by 3 touchdowns or more, then I would agree with you.
But at some point, losses have to matter, whether they're 1 point or 3. That's why we play these games.
Craig,
how far back are we going to go to allow freebies?
It matters.
Does it matter if the Red Sox lose to the Yankees by one run or 13 runs? It's still a loss.
Come on, Craig. The way they look at it is the amount of points you win by does matter. It matters. And if they play them tough, we've seen teams play stuff and not drop much.
Wrong.
No, I'm just saying, Craig, you don't yeah. There's a clear difference between Notre Dame going in and losing as a 2-touchdown underdog, going in and losing by a field goal at the last second versus going in and just
laying an egg and getting crushed.
At what point are we going to make losses count for something? I'm sorry, you lost.
There are 10 other good teams playing for two spots.
Notre Dame, you're out.
No, what if they come back and beat an undefeated Michigan team?
Not all losses are created the same.
Totally agree.
We're not just going to say a loss is a loss is a loss. That's not the way that it works in college football.
That's how I'm saying.
Now, a loss
so
is a
Notre lo- Dame going or Virginia Tech going to Old Dominion and losing last year was the same as LSU going
to Ohio State getting waxed at
Since
Iowa.
I'm the one being attacked, just listen to
You're
this.
Not being attacked.
All right, we've already accounted for the 2 of the 4 spots with SEC winner and Clemson. All right, right now, Oklahoma's looking pretty damn good. We're really fighting about one spot. We've got 10 other teams. At some point, these 10 other teams, their losses have to mean something.
Right, but Georgia goes into the – if Georgia runs the table, their closest game was at home to Notre Dame, that counts for something. That's not going to look the same in the eyes of the college football playoff committee.
All right, here we go again. How many SEC teams are we going to let in the Final Four?
Notre Dame,
you got 5 in the top 9 right now.
I'd say 3, but let's see how the season plays out.
We don't want 3, and then Clemson. And I'm telling you, either Michigan or Ohio State's getting in from the Big Ten. You got to account for Oklahoma, for crying out loud.
Well, since we know LSU is going to win the whole thing, so they're already in the college football playoff. If it was today, it'd be LSU-Clemson. That would be one hell of a game in Alabama-Georgia.
All right.
And when we get into, and then not to mention the fact Ohio State's looking, you know, so far, another cream puff game this week with Miami of Ohio. But there's a lot to discuss. There's a lot. You can't just say if Notre Dame loses a close game to Georgia, they're out. Because if they whip up on Michigan, if they're undefeated, I think that puts them right back in it.
I'll say it again. Life is not black and white. It's mostly gray.
And did you really – you're going into this segment, before I go to break here, you said you were going to break the tie. I don't know that you have. I think you're straddling this fence that you're probably hurting more than your vasectomy right now. I mean,
you're
straddling here.
I am straddling.
We'll have your answer when we come back.
You know what it is? It's hedging. That's what it is.
Just because we're playing down between the hedges, huh?
That was crafty. Like that, huh?
Yep.
College football Saturday, 6:30 on Saturday. Stanford hosting Oregon. Neither of these two teams need to worry about playing in the Final Four. Brought to you by Twin Peaks and Creel Tractors and Backstreet Sports Grill. It'll still be an entertaining football game. You can catch it right here on 99.3 ESPN. Sheeman and Shepard, and your reaction, 239-337 ESPN, on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Taggart's biggest fan has texted in a hilarious picture.
That's a new nickname for him. I hope he likes it.
Taggart's biggest fan?
Yeah, he's a Gator fan.
Well, he took a shot at your Dolphins here. He is driving down I-75, and he's got a flatbed trailer that he's driving by, and it's got about 9 aqua blue porta potties lined up in a row. And he says, what a cool experience. Got to travel alongside the Miami Dolphins team bus on their way to practice this morning. I think that's hilarious.
Good stuff.
That is funny.
Hey, Gator fan, why don't you try getting to an SEC championship game and not losing?
Is he a Gator fan or is he Taggart's biggest fan? I'm confused.
He's both.
You can't be. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, you can be both. All right. Very good. Did we settle anything last segment? I am going to continue, if it's all right with you two, to call the Georgia-Notre Dame game a quarterfinal playoff game. If you, Pete Shepard, and Tim Brando would like to disagree with me, that is fine. We will respect our differences, but facts are facts.
No, facts are not facts.
Yeah, and what you stated was an opinion.
Yes.
Yeah, but my opinions are more close to facts.
Even though I agree with you on the whole.
Do you?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, this is part of the straddling thing.
You would be correct in somewhat if Georgia blows out Notre Dame.
Okay.
Then I think that would be tough. If Notre Dame would have to blow out Michigan, and Michigan would have to be undefeated
right,
when they played
right,
them
let's do this.
To get back in it.
If Georgia wins by
20.
14 or more?
Oh, yeah, if they win by...
Well, that's the spread.
Is the spread 14?
I think it needs 20. To be close.
All right, if it's two or more scores, then Pete has to come in here on Monday and refer to the game as the first quarterfinal of the playoff.
Fair.
Are you with me? If it's close...
Well, wait a second. Say that again. If Georgia wins by two scores or more...
And that could be two field goals.
We haven't given up picks yet, but I'm kind of leaning that way that they are going to win by two scores
then,
or more.
Then you have to come in here and say Notre Dame was eliminated mm-hmm. in a quarterfinal playoff game Saturday.
I can't.
Why not?
I won't because there's too much... If Michigan also loses to Wisconsin... Maybe I will stipulate.
I think Michigan's a bad example. Let's use
their only big game left after that is playing Michigan. And Michigan would have to be undefeated for them to – they'd have to beat them while Michigan was undefeated to allow Notre Dame to get back into the discussion at least because of the loss to Georgia.
But I'm waffling in my confidence that Michigan will be undefeated by the time Ohio State
well,
comes
I
down.
Sort of am too. But I mean – but –
we'll decide on our pigskin picks tomorrow at 4 o'clock, by the way.
Yeah.
All right. Did you ever find your other thing you were looking for?
I've lost it. I'm looking at the four worst teams against the spread.
No, not four worst teams. Four poorest teams.
Financially. Four poorest teams. You bet on these four teams. I will find it. I lost it. I thought I retweeted it, and I didn't. Speaking of tweets, Twitter poll real quick. But I will look forward to find it because it's fascinating stuff. Would you get Madonna pregnant for $20 million? So far, refresh the vote.
This
here.
Is because of the Dennis Rodman
Dennis
30
Rodman
for 30.
Thing.
He said that she offered him
115 votes so far. Hell yeah, 80%. I actually got a tweet from somebody that said I'd do it twice. And do you think the NFL draft will go to a lottery system? So far, 123 votes. 76% say no.
New Hoosier in Naples texting.
Hold on. Free Coffee commented on the Madonna Free poll, coffee. Said, grew up in the 80s. It's at Dead Orbit. I grew up in the 80s. I turn down the lights, squint, and do it for free.
Wow.
Wow.
I was a big Madonna fan back in the day.
Madonna?
Madonna. New Hoosier in Naples says, hey, Chris, how bad did the vasectomy hurt? We just found out the old lady is pregnant with our third. We don't want a fourth.
Do it. Do it.
The old lady? Oh, I tell you what. You got to be careful when you talk about your wife. I got in trouble. With my wife.
Really?
Probably the only time I ever got in trouble with my wife.
Oh, on the air?
No. We were married about 6 days.
Yeah.
Okay, so fairly new.
Yeah. We're on our way home from Hawaii.
Right.
I'm chatting up the stewardess on the airplane.
Okay.
And I said, yeah, me and the wife here just got married. And she did not like to be called the wife. That's Ooh. Like second to like the old lady. Like she read me the riot act on the way home. It's a long flight too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would it have been better if you called her the missus?
I'm not sure. Saying,
well, my wife and I, we just got married.
The
we're
wife
newlyweds, by the way.
Seems like she's my property or something.
My beautiful wife.
She gave me a lot of good reasons why I should never do that again.
I think she's in the right.
I don't remember what the reasons were. But I haven't
five.
Done it since.
One, one, two, three, four, five. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she was right.
And then I remember about this stewardess. She had a very odd necklace on. It was the Star of David with a crucifix in it. I said, so what do you like, Jews for Jesus, or what is that thing?
And she's half and half.
I think she was. Yeah. That's a group.
Is it?
Yeah, I've heard of it before.
You could have a Catholic mom and a Jewish dad.
Clearly, I had a very interesting flight home from my honeymoon that I still remember, 29 years later. But I got in trouble.
Huh.
It's the last time I've been a perfect husband ever since. I've never gotten in trouble since.
Watched a movie on the way back from my honeymoon.
That's a lie.
Yeah, what was it? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was
Where'd
with,
you go on your honeymoon? I went to Maui. Where did you go?
I forget the name of it.
I got married in Jamaica, so that was like...
It was the movie where Jason Bateman steals the cup that was supposed to impregnate Jennifer Aniston.
The cup?
He fills it for her.
Really?
Ew. Yeah, I forget what it was called. It was a very funny movie. It was good.
Huh.
What is that movie called?
Somebody will text it.
Yeah, I'm sure. It was a good movie. It was cute.
By the way, can I got to...
That was the same year the Dolphins needed to win one of their final two games to get their way into the playoffs. They lost both. One to the Chargers. Okay. One to the... who was quarterback of the Jets that year? West Virginia kid.
Oh, Geno Smith.
Geno Smith.
Yeah.
Geno Smith and Rex Ryan beat the Dolphins to get out of it. I was so upset.
And you got married in December, as we all know, everybody but you. And so that was then the playoffs.
The Switch was the name of the movie. Season. Thank you, Barry.
Married 1 year says, my woman would have been better. Mr. Negative said I should have used the old ball and chain. Yeah. Stammer Time says you can only use the wife, old lady, the missus, etc. when your wife isn't around. And probably because you refer to your flight attendant as a stewardess as well from Beach Boy. Is that an incorrect term, stewardess?
They are.
I got to be honest with you guys.
Flight attendant now?
It's so tough to keep track of everything today.
Yo, keep it married. Mind, I got married 29 years ago. Back then, you could say stewardess. Maybe flight attendant.
But there's a lot of male stewards now, too. A lot of them.
Do they take offense when you call them stew?
Oh, I just call them the servers.
Oh, now that's offensive.
Well, waiters and waitresses don't like to be called. They like to be called. When they come up to you, they say, "I'll be your server tonight." They don't say, "I'll be your waitress or waiter anymore."
Hey, right? Waiter, can I get a refill on the iced tea? They don't like that.
No, you slam your cup on the ground. That's how they know.
You don't call.
Knock if you're with me.
You don't call. You don't snap your fingers. Hey, you.
That's how you get your food spat on. That's why I'm very polite in restaurants.
Spit on.
Yes.
Spat.
No, spat on's correct.
How you get your food spit on.
Spat.
Mm. Okay. Agree to disagree.
You could be wrong, like the Notre Dame-Georgia argument all day long. You could be wrong.
No, that's fine. I can be wrong. It just doesn't happen all that often.
Jeez.
13-10, pigskin picks, skins a spread. What's your record?
I've historically started out slow.
Boom!
And then who wins?
I haven't built this up enough this week, actually. I got the lead, I think, for the first time ever in pigskin picks.
Maybe.
Yeah, you don't have to go contrarian.
Tough games
now,
this
just
week.
To catch
we had some
up.
Good games this week.
Yeah, exactly.
Good games this week.
Stewardess?
Now people are asking if that's offensive or not.
Flying cocktail waitress. I heard a stewardess tell me that. She's like, I like it when they call me the flying cocktail waitress. Wow. Okay.
Huh.
Tex-Mex says, wait till the divorce and your next wife. You can call that one the sequel.
Oh, that probably doesn't go over well.
What if you have three? X's.
Then you just start. You just start numbering them.
Yeah.
Just moved from Green Bay. Says wife gets mad at me when I refer to her as the future ex-wife.
See, my father-in-law calls me his future ex-son-in-law.
Really?
Yeah. It's a joke. I don't get offended by it. But
what's the ruling there when you get divorced and
you're out?
The in-laws are no longer the in-laws, huh?
No. Why would they?
Why would they? You divorce everyone.
So you don't ever see them again? I mean, you've had these relationships.
Right. That's the beauty.
Really?
Hello? Yes.
Yeah, Pete, would you like to weigh in on this one? I'm not sure how this works.
That'd be correct.
You guys know the singer Sam Smith?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you see what's going on with
him?
Did you see what's going on with him here recently?
I know what? I know he's alternative lifestyle.
Well, no, he's confused as to if he's a man or a woman.
Right.
So he doesn't want to have a singular pronoun tied to him. He doesn't want to be referred to as he, nor does he want to be referred to as she.
Right. He's they or them.
They or them.
It
sounds so
ridiculous.
It's so tough to get
I won't
that.
Do it. I
agree with you.
What? No, watch it. Watch
it's
it in proper
grammar.
I read an interview the other day about somebody, an actor that didn't care to be called he or she, and it was there. And the whole article was written, and it was like, what third grader wrote this grammatically incorrect paper? It's asinine.
Yeah,
a lot of actresses don't like to be called actresses anymore. Everybody's an actor.
It's difficult to piece the words together when you're saying it. And I've seen news clips of reporteresses, I don't know what you want to be called.
Yeah. Reporters.
Doing the story using the pronoun he.
Like, who are you talking
and
about
messing
here?
Up.
I know.
They wants to be called them or thee. What?
How about if I call you It? How about that?
Oh, yeah. Or, I had that had that thought, but I didn't want to put it out over the air. But
I'm gonna help you out. How about Hey You? Or how about some other
I'm going to help you out. Sam Smith?
Do you stand up when you pee? You're a him.
Sam Smith. Were you born with a wiener? Yes. You're a he? Done. Problem solved.
I don't want to come across as insensitive, but asking me to change my grammar, that's insensitive.
Yeah, it is.
Fact.
Great.
I'm a wordsmith for a living, for crying out loud. We can't change all the rules.
I'm a stickler for grammar. I like using the proper tense. I like using adverbs where adverbs go and adjectives where adjectives go.
You're a big fan of the L-Y.
On
the adverb.
The adverb, well, absolutely.
There'll be no dangly participles in Chris Beasley's sports.
That's right. And no double negatives, Tim Brando.
Oh, don't get me started on a double negative. That's the worst.
Want to break down a sentence? I'll give you indirect object and direct object right here.
Don't forget Thursday Night Football tonight, Tennessee and Jacksonville. What time does it start?
Eight o'clock.
Twin Peaks. Going to bring
what?
That for you. Twin P is brought to you by Twin Peaks.
Yeah, I thought you said Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks.
I hate both of you. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN
it's
and
them.
The 99.3
No, let's stick around for a while.
ESPN.
Let's go, girls.
Sheeman and Shepherd. Come on. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN album. I'm going out tonight. I'm nice job, Chris.
Nice.
If you're just tuning in, too bad. Go back to the website. 99.3 ESPN. Check out the Sheeman and Shepherd podcast. I'm not rehashing that, but good musical selection. You know, that's another song that dudes, I think, have to be careful about. Because it's a snappy tune.
No, I love that song.
And you can crank that on your car radio.
Absolutely.
And all of a sudden you're singing, man, I feel like a woman. I mean, just, you go, whoa, what did I just say?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that
song.
Okay,
fine. It's a,
or
it
could
no,
also
it's a
play,
great song.
You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, the other song. Another song.
That's about something else.
Or yeah, like It's Raining Men.
Yeah.
It's another one that's kind of snapped a little before Chris's time.
No, but I know this song.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good song.
You start singing, you're like, oh.
And the other one you know, not I Will Survive. What's the other one? Other girls go nuts. Out of Training Man, there's another one that came out in the late 80s. Oh, God. I'll find it.
Hold on.
I don't know. Remember.
By the way, we have a pleasant problem that I've noticed over the last 2 days. As you know, our audience, they are great contributors to the show on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. We have over 700 of you that have been named because you're regulars and you have your own nicknames. We start going off on tangents and the texts come flying in. They're coming in so fast I can't read them anymore. That used to not be a problem. It's a problem now. So keep them coming to 239-337-ESPN. You got a better chance of getting it read on the air if it's short and pithy. If it's as long as War and Peace, it's hard for me to go through that while these are flying before my very eyes.
Polar Express 2 says, expecting a big yeehaw from Craig on the song. Disappointed.
No. Not on Shania Twain.
Jingle
She's
Bell
right.
says, girls just want to have fun. No. No. Although.
You could put that in that awkward category if you're singing it. Just wasn't good enough.
Or you could sing Shebop, which is a total.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
Had a good beat to it.
Sure did. Cindy Lauper, yep.
Yeah, no doubt. 239-337 ESPN, 239-337-3776 is the phone number. You know, earlier today, you can't find your thing. You've been talking about this list of the four poorest teams financially
stupid.
In college football with the biggest upsets of all time or something.
I can't remember this. I thought that's why I retweet a lot of stuff. If you see my Twitter account.
Oh, so you have it
so
for later.
So I have it right there.
Yeah.
And I thought I did, and I did. I'm so pissed at myself. The numbers were fantastic. But speaking of numbers, let me get this into about Mariota. We talked about this before the show started.
Oh, yeah, because tonight we got him on Thursday Night Football.
Remember the numbers?
Gosh, it's going to be a terrible football game.
Well, because it's Thursday Night Football.
I'm just setting myself up to go to sleep at halftime. Seriously.
You ever notice how Chris never knows what happens in the second half of these prime time?
I'll break down the first half with the best of them. Second half?
That opening kickoff. Let me diagram it.
I'm going to sound like that DirecTV commercial we run all the time. Oh, yeah, that football game. That was crazy last night, huh?
We're chastising Jameis Winston last week because all the numbers when he gets protection and when he should be making completions. He's terrible. And the opposite, when he's under duress, he's a better quarterback.
Shocking.
Well, Marcus Mariota is very similar, believe it or not.
Really?
It's unbelievable, the numbers here. He was, again, this is the second overall pick in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
His record as a starter, 28-29. And his total QBR since his debut is 20th.
Yeah.
So listen to these stats. Over the last 3 years, Marcus Mariota has thrown a league-high 18 interceptions when his blockers all record pass-block wins with just 11 passing touchdowns. Think about that.
So they graded out on film day. That
yeah.
They did their job.
Yep. Only DeShone Kizer, 0.54, has a worse touchdown-to-interception ratio over the last 3 years than Mariota, who's 0.61 in those situations.
DeShone Kizer, you're scraping the bottom of the barrel. He's that bad?
Mariota's total QBR in those situations is 55, 20 points below the average qualifier. This is when all the blocking is perfect.
And they screw up.
Opposing defenses are adding to Mariota's woes by feeding him a healthy dose of zone coverage because he can't read it. According to ESPN's coverage analysis, he has faced zone 71% of the time, the highest rate among starters this season, and he's been far more effective against man coverage. It should be just the opposite. Real good quarterbacks will pick apart in this day and age zone defenses. Pick it apart. But this is amazing to me that he does have 4 passing touchdowns this year and 0 picks, and I get that. But what a horrible stat when things are going well. It's just like Jameis.
So you're telling me when a coach says it's important that we protect our quarterback, it's not in some cases. It's better not to protect the quarterback because they're better under duress.
When he gets complete pass block situation through 2.5 seconds, the metric helps show Mariota's struggles.
Now, Pete, what happens if you have Garrett Bowles blocking for you? The left tackle for the Denver Broncos.
You go down because you know.
He's the human game delay.
Take a knee because it will be a 10-yard holding penalty.
26 holding penalties in the last 2 years. Two in the last 2 games. John Elway says it has to stop. Can't take it anymore. Yeah, that's embarrassing. You're out on the island. But I'm going to tell you this. If I was a starting quarterback in the NFL, I would never, ever, ever, ever yell at my left tackle if he got called for holding. He's trying to save my life. I don't want my legs snapped in half like we saw last week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it. If you want to hold to protect me, fine. We'll take the 10-yard penalty. We'll live to play another day and collect another paycheck. I'm good. Now, the rest of you, you know, get your act together. And now this year, holdings are up like 66% because the officials are calling it on the backside of the play. That's slowing down the game. Maybe that's Bowles' problem. Maybe he's always holding on the backside of the play. He thought that used to be – because that used to be allowed.
Well, they got a serious problem. They can't put the ball in the end zone. They got issues. Denver Broncos have issues.
Flacco,
again,
they trust.
Again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. All right, coming up in 1 hour, it is less than an hour, Wikipedia, in honor of tonight's game between the Titans and the Jags. We got Titans and Jags trivia. Are you ready for that, Pete Shepard?
Wow, yeah, I guess so.
All right, we got all the latest NFL news, so stick with us. It's Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.